This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Super glad that you are here. I have been asked to do this episode for a couple of weeks now. Ever since I shared on Instagram, you can follow me over there at Elizabeth Benton. Pretty hard to remember. I was trying a meal delivery service and I was posting some pictures of the food and I was doing Instagram lives every day, or Instagram stories, excuse me, of the food as I was eating it. And everyone was like, oh, when are we going to know what you think? And so today I'm going to tell you. Now, there are a million different meal delivery services out there, you know, where you go online and they prepare the food and ship it to you. But I hadn't tried them before because most of the time you'd have to buy a package, like X many meals or, you know, this food, and you couldn't pick and choose. You could customize to an extent, but it seemed like most of the options had things or included things that I wouldn't normally eat, like potatoes or rice or fruit or grains, things like that. So because you were sort of boxed into these options, most of which included things that I wouldn't necessarily eat, even though they also included things I would, that was one of the reasons I didn't do it. And the other was, it's expensive, right? It's expensive. But over the past couple of weeks, I've tried two of them. And I want to share my thoughts today on the pros, the cons, what I liked, what I didn't like, what I'm doing moving forward. And I want to just say this and be really, really clear. I was not compensated in any way to do this. I found the companies. I purchased my food, never asked to be compensated in any way. After trying one of them for 3 weeks, I reached out and I told them that I had a podcast and I asked if they would give me a coupon code for you guys. And they said yes. So that's the only compensation and it's for you, which is how I want it to be. So I just want to let you guys know that I'm just shooting straight here. There's no kickback for me here at all. So I'm going to tell you about both that I tried and I'm going to share this 20% off coupon code with you. And I'm going to link to the pictures of the food and my thoughts in a little bit more detail over on the show notes at primalpotential.com. Let's just be on the same page. I know what many of you are thinking, and you're thinking this stuff's expensive, too expensive, and I'm pretty cheap. One of the things I'm really strong about is I'm not willing to pay money for food that I'm not going to eat, right? So if the meal looks great, but there's a component of it that I'm not going to eat because it doesn't work for my body or I don't like that thing, I'm not going to pay for it because I could make it at home and omit that thing. Like, don't make me pay for something I'm not going to eat, okay? I'm not going to eat anything just for the sake of convenience because it's there. So if it doesn't taste good and I don't look forward to eating it, or I'm not going to eat the entire meal as it comes, not happening, right? When it comes to enjoyment, no matter how convenient it is, if I don't love it, it's not happening. Because if I eat food that I don't really enjoy, then it kind of leaves me looking for something to satisfy me after the fact, even when I'm not hungry. And that is no bueno. And it's more expensive, right? Because if you pay to eat a meal, that then you're like, meh. And then you're looking to sort of scratch that itch and eat something you enjoy. Well, the cost of the meal just went up because you're going to go eat something else, right? All right. So I found this company called Paleo Power Meals. And they look different. Okay, they look different for a couple of reasons. Number one, most of the meal delivery services out there, including the ones that have paleo or primal options, this was the first one where they didn't have a lot of starchy carbs in most of the breakfast, lunch, and dinner options. Most of the other ones I've seen do. They either have fruit or they have potato or sweet potato, and it's hard to kind of work around that. Now, this is important for me. That might not be important for you, but starchy carbs and I, we just don't get along. I don't feel my best when I'm consuming them. So that was really different. The other thing, though, that was different with Paleo Power Meals is that you didn't have to buy like a package. You could just pick and choose meals individually. If you wanted to buy one meal, you could buy one meal. If you wanted to buy two breakfasts and one dinner, you could do that. And not repeating, just one time. Like, I'm going to buy this egg dish and this meat dish, and now I'm checking out with two things in my cart. Most of the other things don't have you do that. You're either picking like seven dinners or whatever it is, and it is a bundle. This was very much a la carte, and I loved that. Now, then there's the cost. It's not cheap. And initially I thought, oh my gosh, that is so much more than I would spend going to the grocery store. Because in my head, if these meals range on Paleo Power Meals, which they do, between say like $9 and $15 per meal, I know I'd never spend that much at the grocery store. If we average it out and say $12 per meal, right, average $9 and $15, and then say three meals a day, 7 days a week, never in a million years would I spend $252 per week at the grocery store, right? I just wouldn't. But then I was like, okay, well, how many times do I then run to the grocery store in between to pick something up? Almost every day. And how often do I get like maybe some macadamia nuts or some kombucha or a protein bar, like an Epic bar? Fairly often, most days. Okay, well, those things aren't cheap. And then how often do I go out to eat, right? Certainly paying more than $9. So when I add in those numbers, I realized, okay, it's really not that much. It's still more, not lying, but I realized it was at least worth trying. And I'm not here to suggest that this is affordable for everybody or ideal for families. Not at all. I'm just sharing my experience with you. And like I said, you're able to buy one meal or one meal a day or two meals a day or one meal a day for 5 days or three meals a day for 7 days, whatever. You just log in, see all the meals, and purchase each one. And I think that's a really significant advantage. Now, before I talk about the food specifically, I really would be remiss to not mention that I was blown away by how much easier this made my life. Because for me as a business owner, time is money. It's really hard to quantify it, but the reality is the less time I spend grocery shopping or wondering what to eat or what to make, making it, cleaning it up, the more time I have to work out, to sleep, or to enjoy myself. The amount of mental bandwidth it created to just like have it in the fridge and heat it up and that's the end of it, it was way more than I expected. And for me, worth the extra money. Now, again, I'm not getting compensated for saying any of this, just sharing my experience. Let's talk about the food, which really matters. It was really, really good. I was very surprised by the quality of the food, the flavoring. Like, I wasn't finding that it was bland at all. And I salt everything. I didn't salt most of this stuff. It was really, really good. It's not frozen. It's fresh food, real meals, like as if somebody were coming into your kitchen and preparing it. And I'm going to put the pictures of it up on primalpotential.com over on the show notes page for this episode so you can see. But I want to just quickly tell you some of my favorite meals. Hands down, favorite breakfast was the bacon and egg muffin. It looks kind of like a muffin, but it's egg and a tiny bit of sweet potato all wrapped in bacon. And you're like, sweet potato for breakfast? You don't do that, Elizabeth. We're talking a tiny bit. I think it's like 3 grams of carbohydrate, which is less than if you put vegetables in your omelet. So not a big thing for me personally. It was amazing. The breakfast scramble was also really good. It's got eggs and sausage and veggies. That was really, really good as well. Lunch-wise, the Cobb salad was one of my favorites, primarily because it was really filling. But I also enjoyed the coconut crusted chicken fingers. That would be a huge one for any of you with kiddos if you wanted to try it out. Those were so, so good. The only thing about those coconut crusted chicken fingers is they don't come with any veggies or anything like that. So that to me was a little bit of a downside because I'm not somebody that usually just has straight protein. Granted, the coconut is fat, but I was looking for something a little bit more with that one. Dinner-wise, oh my goodness, I looked forward to dinner every single night. My favorite was the chicken cakes with paleo couscous. So they're like chicken burgers with peppers in them, bell peppers, not spicy peppers. And then the paleo couscous, it's obviously paleo couscous, therefore not, I shouldn't say obviously, maybe that's not obvious. So when they call it paleo couscous, it means it looks like couscous and has that texture, but it's actually made with cauliflower and other veggies. So good, not actually couscous. And the portion is huge. So good. Most nights I didn't even finish all of it, and I am a clean my plate girl. The spaghetti squash bolognese was incredible. So that's spaghetti squash, and then it has like a tomato and meat sauce, and the meat sauce is a combination of beef and veal and pork. Now, one concern I had was that I would pay for these meals and then the portions would be small and I wouldn't be able to, I would be hungry. So then I'd have to go buy food to eat in between. So I told myself for 1 week, for the sake of being able to give honest feedback, I wasn't going to eat anything else, like no snacks, no whatever. And the portions were so legit and significant. I was totally fine. I was totally fine. And I am a girl who cleans her plate. What I didn't like from a food standpoint, flavor-wise, there wasn't anything I didn't like the taste of. But as I mentioned, some of the meals are just meat. Like the grilled chicken strips are just chicken. The coconut-crusted chicken fingers are just chicken. The salmon is just salmon. And for me, I want it to be something, if I'm going to pay for that, then I don't want to feel like I have to supplement the meal with vegetables because that just adds to the cost, right? And I want to get the most bang for my buck. So with that said, moving forward, I'll probably stick with the ones I loved that felt like a complete meal because that's just more cost effective for me. What are the downsides? I found their website a little bit clunky, not in a bad way. It's just not super easy or fast to add the meals to your cart. For example, if you're looking at all of the breakfast things, you can't just say, okay, two of this, three of this, four of this. You have to click on the individual thing, add that, then go back to the menu for breakfast and click on the individual thing, which not a big deal, but I guess I've been spoiled by other sites. The other downside, of course, it's expensive. But having done it now for, I'm going into my third week, I have a strategy. So I know what I like best for breakfast, so I'll get that. And I won't do seven of those. What I'll probably do is four or five because I don't eat breakfast every single day, right? So when I started it out, I wanted to do like purchase breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day, and I did. But some days I don't feel like breakfast, some days I do, so I'll accommodate for that. That instantly saves pretty significantly. I know what dinners I love the most, so I'll stick with the spaghetti squash bolognese, the chicken cakes with the paleo couscous, what was some other ones? There's a steak one that's really, really good. So I'll stick with those. The chili, I won't buy again for one reason. It's the only one that I found was really heavy for me on the carbohydrate, but if you're somebody that does carbs at night consistently every night, you might love that. The bottom of the chili was like a sweet potato bed. So that was a little heavy for me. I won't do that one again. But then the other way that I'll make it more cost effective is the chicken tenders, the grilled chicken tenders and the coconut crusted chicken tenders, they're massive servings, more than a meal. So if I buy just two or three of those total, like maybe two of the grilled ones, one of the coconut ones per week, and then pick up a bag of shredded cabbage from the grocery store, like a big bag, then I can easily make those chicken tenders work over six or seven salads easily. So that will be another way that I'll do it. And that's what I plan to do. The other kind of con, I guess, would be shipping. So they only ship on Mondays, which is fine, right? They prepare the meals fresh, so that makes sense. But their language about when it's going to get to you kind of doesn't exist, right? Well, I guess if you pick like an overnight shipping option, it's really, really clear. But the most expensive shipping option shows up first. So you might like be like, whoa, but most companies show the least expensive first and they don't. They show the most expensive first. So I think that throws a lot of people off. So just be aware of that. But if you just choose ground, it doesn't say when it will get to you, which I found a little annoying. But again, I've just been spoiled by other websites that basically like tell you as it moves through the country, right? Now, the other thing to know, and I took advantage of this the first time, if you live in the northeastern part of the United States, and I know you know, many of you do, but I know some of you live in other countries. If you live in the northeastern part of the United States, they deliver to local gyms in the area, so then you don't have to pay shipping. What they'll do is on Monday or Tuesday, they'll drive it out to particular gyms. You can pick the one closest to you, and then you just go to that gym and pick it up. The only thing I found a little bit not so great about this is I didn't know when it got to the gym. So I found myself that morning calling the gym, calling the company, and being like, so I've never done this before. Is my food there? I didn't love that, but once you get over the first time, then you know the rhythm and it's totally cool. I had one order shipped and I had one where I picked it up at a gym. When I picked it up at the gym, the presentation of the food was a little bit better because it hadn't been shipped in a box, right? I mean, and flipped upside down, which is fine. I don't need it to be pretty. I need it to be delicious. So if you ship it and you're like, it's not as gorgeous as your pictures, keep in mind that the pictures I took were when I picked it up at the gym. But even when it shipped to me, nothing leaked, nothing got anywhere. It's totally fine. Just a little bit more shaken up. Now, the other thing I want to mention, if you live not in the United States, I think you're out of luck for right now, but that's okay. You can still take a look at the pretty pictures, and then when you come to visit, you can try them out. I did try another food delivery option, and I thought that it was going to be really great because it was far less expensive, like less than half the price of Paleo Power Meals. I was wrong. So many of you are familiar with Quest bars, right? Quest protein bars. If you're not, well, you can Google them. They have a different website called Quest Keto, where they do low-carb options and they have food, frozen food, and it's very inexpensive. So I bought a handful of those meals, and I think my total on the food was only $49, and I was like, oh my gosh, if this is good, then this is so inexpensive. So my total on the food was about $49. My shipping, though, was over $50. So I paid more than I paid for the food to ship it. Meh, not a fan of that. Not a fan of that at all. And this is on the Quest Keto site, not on the Paleo Power Meal site. Then the Quest food showed up. It was like 1990s frozen meals. Small, freezer burned, not very yummy. And the packaging, I mean, isn't very nice either, but I'd rather them spend the money on the food than the packaging, but that's just worth noting. But bottom line, yeah, it was cheap, but it was a small portion and it didn't look fresh. It was frozen, but it didn't even look like fresh frozen. It was freezer burned. So that won't happen again. Paleo Power Meals absolutely positively will. So you can go to Paleo Power Meals. You can see if they deliver to gyms in your area. They only do this in the northeast part of the United States right now, but they do ship across the country. Keep in mind when you look at the shipping that they do put the most expensive shipping option first. So there are two other options. Usually there were for me that are less expensive. And you can use the coupon code EBPRIMAL20. EB like my initials, Elizabeth Benton, EBPRIMAL, P-R-I-M-A-L 20. EB Primal 20 will save you 20% on your Paleo Power Meals. Again, my favorites were the bacon and egg muffin, the coconut crusted chicken, the spaghetti squash bolognese, and the chicken cakes. So I'm not compensated in any way. I just wanted to share something that I was doing with you. If you try it, let me know, right? Let me know. And I definitely think that it's an option for some people, maybe not for everybody. But as I continue to kind of play around with this sort of thing, I'll always give you guys my feedback. If you want to see pictures of the food and some more information on sort of my experience with it, you can go over to the show notes page at primalpotential.com. It'll link you over to Paleo Primal Meals as well. No, it's not Paleo Primal Meals. It's Paleo Power Meals. I don't know why I keep saying that. Paleo Power Meals. And the coupon code is EBPRIMAL20. That will save you 20%. So that's my experience. I will keep you guys posted as I continue doing it. I hope you have an awesome, awesome day. And I will talk to you soon. Take care.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.